Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I'm not sure what just bloomed in the air, but my allergies have been so out of control. I so badly want to live the life where I can keep my doors open with this perfect spring weather, and I'm able to roll around in the grass outside with my littles and live a life without the gross congestion. But when my allergies are at their worst, I start having to compromise on life. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I love that Claritin has an option for non-drowsy relief of allergy symptoms. With Claritin D, you can still make the most of your day without compromise. This means that I can have my windows down car dance sessions with my boys and help with yard work without the symptoms of my allergies popping up out of nowhere. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Hello, welcome to Real Talk with Rachel Autry, where I invite you to join me to delight in life by finding joy right where we are. Today, I am talking all about being a good friend. It's as simple as that, but it's also not so simple. You'll walk away with ideas that you can apply right now to be that good friend and to find good friends. There will be moments, I'm for sure, that will make you go, oh yeah, me too, all from a girl who's just trying to figure out life right alongside you, because that's what friends are for. Right? It's time that we cut the fluff and have some real talk. And I'm so excited about talking about friendship. It is just a dicey topic for some reason. And I have talked to so many of you online. I've talked to my own friends in real life. And it's safe to say that, like, if you are feeling like friendship is weird, it's okay. Like, it's not just you. To take a deep breath. And statistics say you are not the only person listening to this episode, and you probably clicked play because you wanted to know about being a good friend or finding good friends. So there's other girls listening that want to be the same. So I'm really excited about this one, just because practicals is where it's at. We say it in our intro. It's true that I want to be able to give you practicals that you can start right now, not just like talk about the topic. I want you to be able to feel like you can go do something about the topic. Let me throw some caveats in here. Number one, I don't want you to come to this episode with like a performative spirit. Like, I don't want you to hear me talk about these things and think like, okay, must write all these down, must do all these things next week. A lot of these things don't come naturally, but a lot of them do. So chances are you're probably already doing a few of these things, but if you're not doing one of them, then maybe just like pick one or two if you are feeling up for it and just start like implementing it this week, because good friendships take discipline, takes habit. Rarely ever are they just flukes, or do they just work out. Like, it takes work showing up. So I also say that it is going to take some like awkward, this doesn't feel natural for me vibes, because that's what this is going to take too. And so go about this with grace for yourself. But also, I want to challenge you to do something that might be uncomfortable for you today. So this episode isn't necessarily like how to make friends. I would love to do another episode about that, because that's a whole thing. But and in case you want more depth into the friendship topics, we have a few other episodes I would love to tell you about. We will link them in the description of this episode. One of them is with my real life besties. She is a military girl that I met through all the military training. Her name's Leah Thompson. She's amazing. And we talk about like making friends as an adult and how it can be awkward and like friendship breakups, all the things. And then also had Blake and Beckler on the show. She is basically a friendship guru. She's a counselor and she's based in Charleston. She created what's called the friendship deck that really just takes your friendships to a deeper level by asking some really good questions. So those are some other conversations you can listen to if you are like really into the friendship thing. I kind of was like inspired by this episode because I recently went on a beach trip with some really awesome girls, some of which I like had known before, but like didn't become friends with really until we went on the trip and we really connected and bonded. Naturally, that's what happens, right? When you like spend a few days with people. And then there's other people I had no idea who they were before the trip and we really clicked too. And all of us really, I guess, were able to share a special week / weekend together at the beach because of our girl's birthday that we were celebrating. Her name's Abby. She also has been on the show. So I'm going to be talking a lot about Abby specifically because she's taught me a lot about these different things that we're talking about today with friendship. But also, it was Abby's birthday that I got inspired about this. And also, Abby has been on the show. Is that enough also's for you? Our friendship episode with Abby was really fun because we shared the story about how we met and how we like actually didn't really like each other and we gave each other another shot, which leads me to start this. So if you listen to the episode with Abby on Real Talk, then you know that our first lunch date was we both left going, okay, like that was not what I thought it was going to be, partly because she wasn't herself and also partly because I wasn't being myself. So we had so much social pressure, I feel like, on our relationship because so many people were like cheering us on to be friends that I don't know, it just was our own kryptonite and it did not go well. And so anyways, we both left feeling like we were not ourselves. 2 weeks later, or some other weeks later, whatever, we were at a blogger event together here in Birmingham. And we just kind of started asking questions again, just kind of started talking, being kind, courteous, all the things. And it's someone brought up the question like, hey, where are you from? Which also that is a question that should have been asked on our first friendship date, but whatever. That's beside the point. We asked, where are you from? She said, South Carolina. And I freaked out because I am too. And I asked her how often she goes back to visit family. And she said, I'm actually going back this weekend. And then there's this awkward pause. And I responded, I'm going back to South Carolina this weekend too. And we made that deep friendship eye contact, if you know what I mean, where you're kind of like looking back and forth and you're thinking, okay, we both know what's next, but we're waiting on the next person to say it. And the next thing that was said was basically an invitation. I'm not sure, I can't remember who extended it first, but to drive together to South Carolina, two girls who went on a lunch date who did not get along. Really, like we weren't looking forward to this. It wasn't planned. It was very impromptu, spontaneous. Strangers, 6 hours in a car together. And I just want to tell you right now that it was beautiful. And I think this is something that easily gets overlooked is we can like write off somebody as being like, oh, she's not my vibe or she's not my kind of person or she's different than me or our interests are not the same. And I think I can say this confidently because a lot of our military journey and having to make friends that are completely different. But I want to challenge you to make a friend that's nothing like you. Abby is so cute, so girly. She has upped my style game 1,000%. She and I also are so similar at our core that I think is what clicked. And everybody, I just also want to throw this out there that everybody's fighting something. Everyone's going through something, went through something, or is about to face something. So there's a story to unfold behind each person and character that you're meeting out there. You just need to get to and like find how to get to know them that way. Again, easier said than done. I also want to add that as adults, it's safe to say that everybody is craving friendship just like you are. So many times I think I am tricked into believing that I'm the only one that is craving friendships the way I'm craving them. And it's not true. I think everyone's just waiting on somebody else to make the first move. So what if it was you? What if you made the first move? What if you were the first girl at the park to say, oh, I love your shoes, something to break the ice, to step in, to be able to get into her world and ask her some questions? Just felt like I needed to say that. There's my caveats, okay? So we came out besties out of the trip. Abby has taught me so much about being a good friend. I really want you to try one of these practicals that we're going to go into today. There's 7 tools that you're going to walk away with. one of them is for you right now. So again, caveat, no pressure to do all of this. It's not performance. It just helps you know that this doesn't come naturally and it takes intention. And you are more than welcome to use any of my ideas or whatever. Also, just so you know, I threw this all up on Instagram about 3 days ago. So go back there if you need to be able to have some SparkNotes versions. Okay, number one, celebrate big, but also celebrate small. Okay, I think sometimes we wait for the large, big celebratory thing like engagement, graduation, baby moving, yada, yada, promotion before we like buy the champagne, throw the party, or celebrate big. And I think that we need to start getting small too. I can't tell you how many times I've felt so loved by my friends because they noticed small, mundane things like I got through solo parenting week, right? Or we made it through potty training or my half birthday. What? That is so sweet when people remember that. The breakup that your friend might be going through. The mundane, the like, hey, you made it through a day. You got out of bed. Some people need that. And it is so magical when you notice the things in your friend's life. I think I heard this. This just came up in my head. So I'm going to go with it. Off script. Here we go. I have heard that so many times when you are worried about your outfit, nobody else is looking at it because they're worried about their outfit. And same goes for life. Like there are so many times when somebody is so inward focused because their life is mayhem, crazy, feels like rocket science that they can't turn outwards and notice that nobody else sees them falling apart, which can be a good and a bad thing, right? It can be good because it's not of a big as big of a deal as somebody else or as you see it to somebody else. But it's also a bad thing because I think there's a lot of things that stay hidden. And when we find ways to show up in the minute little mundane details of our friend's life, we get to start ingraining ourselves into their lifestyle and not just show up at the birthday parties or the baby showers. We get to be the ones that bring a Dr. Pepper to the doorstep because we know they had a bad day. Or we get to be the ones that when they reach a work goal that nobody else knew about, you can celebrate them without them having to feel like they need to share it with the world. Like their inner circle knows and sees them. And us women need to feel known and seen and heard. So showing up in the big and the small is a great way to do that. Just giving you an example, Abby brought me a Despicable Me minion balloon when I reached a work goal in 2020. It was when I hit 10,000 followers on Instagram. I was so excited because back then you couldn't get a swipe up feature until you got 10,000 followers and it was really cramping my style. Anyways, finally broke through the 10K and she showed up at my doorstep with a balloon in hand and was so excited for me. And it was so silly and I will remember it to this day. And I had a really hard time popping the balloon when it was deflating. But yes, yeah, that's a great way to be a good friend. Okay, number two, book the trip and then figure out the logistics later. Okay, I'm raising my hand right now. You can't see it. I am also the girl that will not book the trip. We'll just like have things sitting on Pinterest and have all the really fun ideas and I don't ever go for it because who's going to watch the dog? Who's going to watch the kids? Who's going to prep the meals for the people back home? Like all the things that us women carry, a lot of the domestic load, a lot of the parental load, which is something we're working through in our household, is how do we distribute those so that we can both have the freedom to go and do the things that we want to be able to do for Thomas and I both. I think you probably have a similar story, right? Whether you have kids or a spouse or not, like there's things in your life that can disrupt fun, work, like maybe you are studying, you know your own story. There's something getting in the way of booking the trip. And I want to give you the permission to book the trip, okay? Make the reservation at the fancy restaurant. Buy the concert tickets, guys. Do it. Okay, invite your friends because number one, it creates something to look forward to. And number two, when you've spent the money and you found the hotel or you've made the reservation or, you know, you've purchased your plane ticket, like it's really hard to back out. And it's really hard for somebody to flake out, right? And I can guarantee you can probably move around your logistics to make something happen. What if we did take the PTO? And we saw that our friendships were worth the logistical hassle. I know for me that whenever I booked a trip and I had friends come from out of town, take PTO, got a babysitter, whatever it took to be at something for me, I knew and I recognized it. And I was so extremely grateful. And I hope I can be the same kind of friend. It's not easy. Again, doesn't come naturally, takes intention, but that's another good way to be a friend. Like, buy the ticket, book the trip, do not flake out. Real Talk with Rach is brought to you by our friends over at Stanley, the drinkware brand that's there for you in all your adventures so you can make the most of your world, whether you're scaling a mountain or watching your littles climb a tree in your own backyard. One of my favorite Stanleys to grab on the go is their Ice Flow Flip Straw Tumbler. They come in 30-ounce and 20-ounce size, and that means they are perfect for any occasion because they are leak-proof, and all the mamas said amen. I grab the Ice Flow when we are headed out for the day of adventures, whether it be a play day at the park, trip at the zoo, or even out to our local airport to watch the planes fly by. With double wall stainless steel insulation, they keep our drinks extra cold for 12 hours. And I'm not even kidding you, ice has stayed in those cups for 2 days for me. I also love the little handle at the top to carry them around. It's seriously so cute to watch Maddox carry around his little Stanley for all of his adventures too. Visit Stanley1913.com and use the code Rachel20 to save 20% off your Ice Flow and other favorite Stanley products today. That's Stanley1913.com. Number three, ask for help. That sounds so easy, but no, really, like, get just lean in for a second. Call each other at 3 a.m., okay? Text each other at 3 a.m. If you are awake, can't sleep, need prayer. If you are out late, maybe you have a night shift, maybe you're a night nurse and you are walking back to your car from the parking deck, like, have the friend that you can call that's up to. Maybe it's a friend that's nursing her baby in the middle of the night. Maybe it's a friend that's also working a night shift. Like, find someone with a similar lifestyle as you that can meet you in those quiet, lonely places. Ask for help. Make the call. Okay, this is practical, but like, start picking up your phone. Maybe put a voice behind something. Voice text is amazing. I love it because I can like share excitement more than just exclamation points and emojis. Like, I can actually tell someone how excited I am. I can squeal. I can laugh. They can hear me. I think that's so important for us to feel less alone, is to share our voice. So make the call. At the least, send a voice message. But maybe be a little bit slower to text somebody and quicker to call them. Set a ringtone for each other so that you know when that person is calling you, whether it's for accountability or just chat or SOS, any of the above. Speaking of SOS, I have a few friends on my phone that I have set an emergency bypass. So if my phone's on do not disturb or quiet, it breaks through that. So if I have friends that are kind of in like crisis circumstances in life, I like to put the emergency bypass on. You can Google how to do that. It's on your iPhone. And it is a great way to make sure I don't miss them if they need me. Boundaries exist for sure, but there are some seasons of crisis when being available is needed and you can be that safe friend for somebody. On that note, be the safe friend and then also make a safe friend. Like, find someone who you can confess things to. Find someone who gets it and you don't have to throw caveats like left and right and just like disclaimer. Oh, but you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. Like, have someone you can just like cut the fluff and be real with and be like, hey, this is not going to be pretty what I'm about to say, but I really just need to say it and get it off my chest. I'm not talking gossip. That's another thing. I'm talking hey, I did something the other day. I'm feeling really guilty about, lots of shame over. I just tell you about it and have them walk through a situation with you. Make a safe friend. Okay. I think this is number four. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4. Ask the deep questions. Like, those really uncomfortable questions that you're like, oh, I'd rather just talk about your coffee order. I'd rather just talk about our kids the whole time and keep the attention off of me and my issues. I see you. I see what you're trying to do. I do it too. That's why I can call you out in love. Ask the deep questions though. And find the friend who's going to ask you the deep questions back. And also, if your friend is asking you deep questions, reverse it too. I heard this, that people ask questions that they want asked in return. Psychologically, they do. So if you're like, hey, you know, how was your day? And you actually mean it. You're not just casually throwing around. You're like, hey, how was your day? What was something you were excited about today? And someone answers it, it's polite, but it's also psychology that says you should ask them the same question in return because they want to tell you something too. There's that. Take it or leave it. Okay, so here's some ideas that you could have. Number one, what's something about you that I wouldn't know or that I don't already know? This is a really good one for besties, like for BFFs, and you think you pretty much know everything about each other. Or maybe this is your spouse. Hey, copy paste this in your marriage and just say, what's something about yourself I wouldn't know? Another really fun one just to break the ice and get so funny. Maybe you need to do this over a cocktail or a glass of wine, but ask, what was your first impression of me? That one's always really funny, but also be gracious and kind. Okay. Number three, how can I serve you best these days? Like, what's something that you need from me? Is it prayers, love, and voice memos? Is it, do I need to bring you packing, like moving boxes? Do I need to come to your house and to watch your kids so that you can go take a nap or read or go on a walk? Do you, you know, like, what do you need? I got you. Is there anything you find troubling in your life right now? Like, what's tripping you up? And I think this is really important to talk about because then you can start being her pace keeper and running alongside her. And when you can see it, which is sometimes we can see things in each other's life more clearly than we can see them in our own, you can be the girl that says, hey, watch out. I love you. You told me this was troubling you or this is tripping you up and I see it approaching. Like, how can I help avoid that? How can I help you avoid that? That's a really good one. Another fun one, if you know, like you aren't super close to your friend and maybe all the above feel uncomfortable, a fun place to start to get some good context into who they are is asking them about their childhood. Like, tell me about your childhood. Where did you grow up? Did you like high school? You know, did you ever get picked on or were you the bully? Like, asking people about their childhood gives you so much insight into who they are. All right, number five, know their details. You deserve friends that get you. And sometimes those DoorDash Chipotle meals say more than words ever could. You know what I mean? And they deserve this from you too. Something I like to do, like take it or leave it, again, just a fun practical. But I love saving my friend's coffee order in my phone. So if I've asked them once, like, hey, what's your coffee order? Like, I'm coming to your house and bringing you coffee. Or I don't know, I see them post about it on Instagram, whoever. I just collect to collect things like that. Information on my people, files, you could say. And I file it in their contact on my phone. I don't know if you know this, but there's like a whole note section under somebody's contact in your phone. You go to their contact, you click edit, and you can add everything from their social media, email, address, all the things. That's where also you turn on the emergency bypass. But you can also add notes. So I like to add their coffee preference, their Chick-fil-A order. I don't forget their birthday. I put it in my calendar and have it repeat every year. If there's an important date, like maybe they had a miscarriage or their due date, or you know that they lost a parent or a friend or a brother or a spouse or whoever, like put that in your phone. But remembering details about them is so awesome. I had a friend who had a appointment she was really anxious about. And I think the appointment was set like 3 weeks out from when we had talked about it. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm here to tell you the testimony of what it meant to our friendship. Okay, hear me. And she told me the date and I actually ended up remembering it because it was another significant date to me. So that was kind of easy, but I did put it in my phone. And when that date rolled around and I was kind of looking at what the week was bringing me, in my calendar app, I saw it pop up and I was able to pray for her. I didn't have to ask her, hey, how are you doing? I could probably anticipate how she was feeling a bit that day. But then it also did give me the end to say, hey, I'm thinking about your appointment today. And I think I don't know if I said, I'm thinking about your appointment today. I said, I'm thinking about you today. I know it's big or something like that. And she was like, are you talking about my appointment? And I said, yeah. And I feel like that took us a whole level further because no one likes having to repeat themselves, especially if it's about something that they'd rather not talk about. So when friends remember the day that my dad went to heaven, like I am so loved when before I've said anything or posted anything, I get a text from my girls saying, I'm thinking about you today. I know today's weird. So I hope to be the same kind of friend to other people. Okay. This is another one. Number six is let's just be grateful and not overlook showing people appreciation. I know this seems so simple, but for real, like I think so many times we have incredible friends in our life and we just forget to tell them that you're a really good friend. And also on top of this, let them be a blessing. And maybe this is why like you feel weird about being a friend is because you feel guilty for some reason when people are a good friend to you. I'm gonna let that sit for a second. I think a lot of times you have a hard time being that friend that's quote unquote extra. Or like the Pinterest friend, because you feel guilty when someone loves you in the same kind of way. And I would challenge you to do some work there. Lean in. Figure out why that one is. Be curious about it, because maybe that's what's keeping you from leaning into your friendships. But saying things like, hey, I want you to know how much this meant to me. Oh, beautiful. We love it. Also saying something like, thanks for having my back. That meant a lot. Or whenever they do something for you, saying, that's exactly what I needed. Thank you so much. Instead of what's easier and what I catch myself doing a lot, which is, oh, how much do I owe you? Oh my gosh, you do not have to do that. I feel so bad. Are you sure? No, let me split that with you. No, let them be the blessing. Don't take away the joy from them that it might bring them to love you. Okay? Okay. That's another good way to be a friend, is to receive good friendship. And then number seven, having a friend that gets you and celebrates you, remembers you, appreciates you, wants to understand you, provides so much certainty when things feel uncertain. Hey, it takes work. Okay. Number seven is to put in the work. Don't turn away when things feel weird. Don't turn away if they say something wrong. Don't turn away if they forget something. Okay. I think so many times we think, oh, I'm such a better friend than they are. And there are times, yes, when friendships are draining and there needs to be hard conversations or no conversations and you back away slowly and quietly. I have had those too. But I also do want to say that just because she hurt your feelings once doesn't give you the permission to walk away from her. It takes work. And sometimes it can feel formulated. And formulated friendships are not fake. They're just fact. They just happen, okay? But it's worth the work to show up again. If she hurts your feelings, hey, here's an idea. Tell her she hurt your feelings. Be like, hey, I know you probably did not mean it this way, but just something in me did not sit well when this was said, and I'm trying to get over it, but you deserve to know that that hurt me. And I really do value our friendship. And I would love to figure out a way to repair this. And I don't know, just felt like I needed to bring that to you. Whoa, right? Like imagine if his friend came to you about something that you said to her, wouldn't you much rather her have told you, hey, I know you didn't mean it like this, but I really didn't love it when you made that comment about my body. And for you to have an opportunity to apologize and repair and reconcile, like that is the kind of relationship that God calls us to. Like good friendship is marked by repair, reconciliation, loving each other anyways, being that safe person, okay? Like that's what sets our friendships apart. That's what sets the good friends apart from any other friend that you have out there, from acquaintances, we should say. We need these people in our life more than ever. Just because of the day and age of social media, I think also just the day and age of it being easy to turn away or to cancel somebody or to be like, ah, she's not my girl. But give her the second chance. Do the things. Take a tool from today. And I cannot wait to hear what happens from it. Again, I'm no expert. I just feel like I've learned some things. I have some incredible friends that I have learned front row from, like Abby and a few others, that I could literally go on for 10 minutes and name, because I am so grateful for them. And honestly, like I'm proud of myself for leaning in and not just connecting for the sake of connection, but actually like doing the work and doing the ugly, like behind the scenes, apologizing and making it right and getting to know people and asking weird questions. And it's just so worth it, y'all. It's so worth it. And it's not if something happens in your life that you're going to need a good friend for. It's when something happens in your life that you need a good friend for. So guys, I promise it's worth it. More than just for the fun and the concerts and the girls' nights, it is so worth it for the messy, for the flat tire, for the late nights, for the postpartum, for everything. Take my word for it. And I'm so grateful y'all listened. If you have any questions, of course, feel free to reach out. We are here for you. And we are excited about potentially finding ways to introduce you guys to one another. So if you're looking for friends, don't pause your search, but just get excited because you have a few things coming your way we can't wait to tell you about. I hope y'all are blessed by this conversation, and I will see y'all next time. Thanks so much for listening to another episode with us. It would mean the most if you took 30 seconds and left us a 5-star review in whatever platform that you're listening in right now. It's one of the best and free ways that you can love on us. So don't forget that anything we mention in today's episode, from resources, products, and more, can all be found in our show notes at realtalkwithrachel.com. For more updates, behind the scenes, and fun chats, head over to Instagram and follow us at Real Talk Podcast.